The Interview.
Senator Jeff Wilson's bill to crack down on the catalytic converter thefts actually cleared a very key legislative hurdle. Hey, Republicans moving things along. Joining me on the line from Longview is State Senator Jeff Wilson. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jason, very much. And good news does happen to people that are prepared to wait, I guess.
Exactly. So take us through what this bill actually does, because obviously we've seen a huge increase in the theft of catalytic converters, mostly because the parts are worth so much.
Absolutely. The crime of the day just seems to not be slowing down, Jason. It just grows and grows. It's the chia pet of crimes that we need to see. So, you know, what we've got is we've got our bill moving forward. It's been a very challenging work in process. And what I say by that, there's a lot of people that want input on this, from police to the industry. And I'm happy to say that we've been moving along and accommodating the changes that matter. And when I say matter, Jason, what's going to matter is us getting a bill onto the floor to get voted on and hopefully passed out this session. We can't kick the converter down the road any longer in the legislature here.
So it includes some new fines for people who violate this law. So you're basically giving the current law a little bit more teeth. There's some stuff on here. I'm wondering if you could explain how it actually goes after the problem. So, for example, you have a strict record-keeping requirement for scrap metal recyclers of catalytic converter purchases, including photo ID. So, number one, that's not already done?
Well, it is already done, but now we're going to make sure it's specifically done for catalytic converters. Remember, this bill is very specific to a catalytic converter. This bill wasn't out there for, say, other substances or material items. This is in direct response to a targeted item. So we needed to be very clear, and a lot of things that we did on this is we're starting to remove the incentives to do this. In other words, the cash payment, although just to the individual, that's going to be delayed 5 days. That's not to penalize the proper and legally functioning businesses like commercial accounts and other recyclers that buy and sell between each other. These are legitimate process. The idea was to take the individual right off the bat and say, you can't just walk in off the street, get with no questions asked some cash and complete a transaction. That is going to delay by 5 days. However, we know we need to invest money to investigation. The sophistication, Jason, is immense. Not only is this a state issue, it's a federal issue, and now it's an international issue. These things are being shipped all over the world. So my newest version of the bill honors some funding. In other words, it says we're going to give some money to the Criminal Justice Training Commission to develop programs to educate specifically more on this, and to WASPIC, the Washington Association of Police Chiefs, they're going to administer a grant program that's going to fund necessary local police activities, but more importantly, it's going to fund the beginning of how do we go after the big players, especially online.
Yeah, and that's what you, I mean, that at the end of the day, you have to get at the underlying issue here, and what you just mentioned is that. I'm curious, though, the ban on the cash payments on the spot, so you're waiting 5 days. Why do we not, as conservatives, look at that the same way we look at some of the gun bills, where we say, yeah, that's good, and obviously the folks who don't violate the law are the ones who are going to have to wait the 5 days, but the people who are very clearly not acting appropriately, either on the theft side or the purchase side, couldn't they just ignore that?
Well, a lot of people can ignore that, but for those that won't ignore that, this is the way that this is going to work. It buys some time for local police agencies. If 5 days could mean the difference of a return of an investigation to come back and actually catch somebody.
No, for sure. My point is, if the criminal knows that already, and the shady purchaser knows that, they just won't do it. The only people who presumably would do this would be the people who are selling something that isn't stolen, right?
Absolutely. However, the incentive is so good, Jason, that even good intentions gone bad. It's so lucrative. It's too lucrative to lure others that would normally not do something they know is obviously illegal. Yeah. And that includes independents that say, I call them independents. There's always middlemen and brokers willing to assume this risk to cash in. So that's why cash in, I needed to get rid of the cash part right off the bat.
Okay. I mean, of all the parts in the bill, I'm not entirely in love with that one, but the rest makes total sense. You've got New fines again for selling this stolen item, $5,000 per catalytic converter. You're raising the crime to a Class C felony. It rises to Class B if there are more than five catalytic converters involved. So that aspect, I think, is totally kosher. Just very, very quickly, does it have a shot at passing?
Absolutely, because we still have a very few missing ingredients that I'm hopeful to, if it comes out of the Rules Committee and gets to the floor, I'd like to be adding some. There are a few more provisions to add, and the adding is to clarify how much to fund for this in the investigative part and the education part to invest in that. So that's going to be laid out on the floor. There'll be a few more amendments, and I think this bill is going to be as perfected as it can. I'm proud it's gone through the challenges. It's complicated, but now we just need to finish it up.
There you go. Jeff Wilson, the state senator from Longview. Thank you so much for stopping by. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jason, very much.